You're listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. Time to think pink.
It is absolutely time to think pink, and this is going to be a fun interview to talk about pink.
Mm-hmm. We've had this lady on the show before and does very, very important work. I'm looking forward to having her back. Let's welcome Rebecca Collins Alvarado. She's the Executive Director of Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation. Rebecca, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's good to have you. Appreciate you making time to join us. I know this is probably your busiest month of the year, so grateful for you to swing by and give us some time. Before we get into it, take a quick few seconds and tell us a bit about you and your background.
Wonderful. I have been working in the cancer field for quite a number of years, about 25 years, and my focus has always been on increasing awareness of cancer, increasing people's understanding of what screening is, what diagnosis is, and then treatment and survivorship support.
Well, tell us a little bit about Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation.
Certainly. Turning Point was founded in 2003 to address an unmet need in the Atlanta metro area for patients that were going through treatment or after treatment and experiencing the side effects that often come with treatment. We're a specialized physical therapy and rehabilitation center that focuses on helping women thrive during and after breast cancer treatment, helping getting their function back, addressing their functionality in their upper quadrant, any swelling they may have, and any emotional issues that may come with breast cancer.
Well, it's a Breast Cancer Awareness Month, so I'm anxious to hear what you got planned to honor this and celebrate it. I'm still thinking we recently lost Cokie Roberts with breast cancer, so this is still a big deal, still a big issue, still affecting far too many. How are you tackling this month?
You know, this month, we, as with every month, we start by sharing stories of our patients. We like to celebrate those who have gone through their journey. We believe that their experience and their stories are an encouragement and education for other people, other families that are experiencing this. And, you know, the loss of Cokie is definitely a huge loss in this space, I think, and will really draw awareness at a time when it's definitely needed.
So what should women do this month and really every month to for breast cancer awareness?
Women really need to be aware of changes in their body. That's a key, whether it's a monthly breast exam that you do yourself, regular visits to your healthcare provider. Certainly yearly mammograms are important for women, but really being aware of what your body normally looks and feels like and recognizing any changes in that are very important.
So a weekly or monthly self-exam, is that what you said?
Monthly self-exams, and then yearly mammograms.
All right. Are enough women getting that annual mammogram? Is that still something worth pushing? Because I know someone very close to me who hasn't done it yet, and that's my wife. Shame on her. Are enough women doing this?
I think enough women know that they're supposed to do it. Yeah. And then I think, you know, as with your wife and as with others, it either gets past them and they've a year goes by or a year and a half goes by before they do it, but not enough people do it. I mean, every woman over the age of 40 or 45, depending on their personal history and their conversation with their healthcare provider, should be getting a yearly mammogram. And some women need different tests, and that's really a discussion that every woman should have with their healthcare provider every year to make sure that they're doing the right thing.
Her angst is the exam itself. She's heard these stories about it, and that's got her frightened. Can you speak to that and counsel those listening who share that same anxiety about it and what to do?
Sure. You know, there is a lot of anxiety about the exam itself and then about what might happen, the wait time that you have to really find out if anything is wrong. And most of the time, there's absolutely nothing wrong. Right. So it's our own fear that gets in the way. You know, I would say it's uncomfortable.
It's not terrible.
But it's not terrible.
No, not at all. Tell Stephanie I'm going to give her a call.
All right. So noted.
It's not bad. And it's interesting, you know, they've changed the suggested date for your baseline now. I think it used to be 30 or 35.
You know, the number has moved
around so much.
And that's why I recommend that women really have that that conversation with their healthcare provider. And if they don't have a regular healthcare provider, then to go in for a physical exam and really have that conversation. Because when you have your baseline exam is very dependent upon what your personal risk is. If you have breast cancer in your family, if you've had any history of benign breast disease, or if you're just nervous and you want a baseline check, most providers are very willing to recommend a mammogram for women at whatever age they ask, because they know it's very valuable. And, you know, women do a lot of things that scare us, you know?
Right.
And I think the mammogram is probably one of the least scary things that women could probably elect to do, because the outcome for us, if we don't, could really be very devastating.
Right. You know, and I know a lot of doctors have made it a lot easier. Like, I could actually get my mammogram at my doctor's office now, as opposed to having to go to some other facility. So they've kind of tried to make it so it's more of an all-in-one stop, so that you don't have that excuse to not set up that next appointment.
Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of mobile mammography units as well that go around the city and go into different neighborhoods or into different areas where women can get the mammograms, even at their workplace, especially in October. There's a lot of opportunity for women that don't have insurance or maybe not have access to mammograms to actually get them for free or at a very low cost.
Speak a bit about the actual work that you do with your patients. I want to be sure people understand the kind of services that you provide.
Sure. Turning Point is a very unique service and center in the Atlanta metro area. We're located in Sandy Springs, as you mentioned earlier, and we really focus on helping patients address the side effects. So we often see patients 3 to 4 weeks after their initial surgery. We may see them throughout their treatment journey. So they might come for 10, 12 sessions with us, which are their sessions are a 1 hour one-on-one physical therapy appointment with one of our specialized therapists that really understands breast cancer, knows what to look for, knows how to help women get back to being able to move their arms. Many patients after surgery are instructed, don't raise your arm, don't close your car door, they can't vacuum, they can't lift their children, they can't do their regular activities. And so our services help them get that functioning back. We also focus on wellness in a broader sense. Nutrition and just regular physical activity are so important throughout your cancer treatment to help address issues with nausea, fatigue, any kind of pain. But it's also important to help improve your treatment outcomes and reduce risk of mortality from breast cancer. So really maintaining that healthy lifestyle throughout. And we try to provide education and support to our patients to keep them, really to keep them coming back and to keep them healthy throughout their journey.
Great stuff.
So what events do you have planned for your patients in October?
So we have monthly education events. And so for October, it's my understanding that we are actually doing a horseback riding educational event, which I think will be very fun. I just learned of this yesterday, so that was exciting. And then we have a weekly Pilates class that's actually taught by one of our physical therapists and tailored to our patients. We have a monthly support group for women living with breast cancer, for those that have metastatic breast cancer, and that's offered monthly. And we have a lot of community activities are actually going on in October as well. There are many organizations that have stepped up and wanted to support us, raise awareness of our services, help raise money for us as a nonprofit. We're always looking for fundraisers and donations to help support the work that we do.
Ty Pennington here for Jackson EMC. Did you know installing LED lighting will reduce your energy bill? On average, LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy than other bulbs. And LED bulbs last longer, so you don't have to change them as often. Taking small steps toward energy-efficient living will add value, comfort, and savings to your home. Energy-efficient living is about doing more while consuming less. For more energy-saving tips, visit JacksonEMC.com.
So you have an event coming up, the Pink Affair. Tell us about what to expect with that.
The Pink Affair is our annual fundraising gala. We expect to have around 600 people this year. It will be held on March 28th, 2020. It does sound like it's far away, but it's actually it's right really around the corner. And it will be held at the Intercontinental Hotel in Buckhead. Every year, it just gets bigger and better. We have dinner, we have live and silent auctions, and we have dancing and entertainment.
Outstanding. And it's, and the proceeds go to?
The proceeds go to Turning Point to support our low cost and complimentary programs that we offer.
Outstanding.
That's very exciting. Well, what else is going on this month that you want to share? Are you all participating in anything or any other events that you want to call attention to?
We are. I would love to share that Scottsdale Farms is actually having their Think Pink weekend, the weekend of October 5th. And so a portion of everything they sell that's pink will go to donate to Turning Point. They have done that for the last 3 or 4 years. So we're very appreciative and excited about what they do. City Antiques in Roswell is having an event as well on Halloween. It's actually a costume contest. I think they'll have a raffle and they'll have some other things going on there that will help benefit Turning Point. And we will be participating in the Think Pink Weekend that Gwinnett Hospital actually has to support some of the efforts that they do. We'll be out there. And I believe we'll also be at the Sandy Springs Chamber Fun Fall Fest that they have at the end of October as well.
That's awesome.
That sounds...
Lots of opportunities.
Yeah. So let me, since we have a few minutes, let me kind of go a little more global here. What is the state of breast cancer around the world and certainly the United States? I mean, are we making headway? What's going on with the overall cause?
You know, I think breast cancer has, the face of breast cancer has changed quite a bit over the last decade. What we see in our clinic, our patients range anywhere from ages 23 to 87. We actually see a lot of younger patients under the age of 50 that come in. I think it's because, you know, our younger patients are definitely busier. They're ready to get back to their lives. They're more empowered, I think, than patients have ever been before to ask for the help that they need, to demand that they get, you know, really everything in their life back. They want to be healthy. They want to go out and have fun, and they want to really just, they want to live.
Yeah.
And so I think overall research advances faster than most people can keep up with. Personalized medicine and how we treat cancer has changed a lot. Genomic testing is something that is becoming more readily available and really recommended to get the best possible targeted treatment for the type of cancer that people have. So whether it's breast cancer or other types of cancer, I think the advancement with the personalized, tailored approach to treatment is something that we'll see more and more of mm-hmm. over the coming decade.
Hmm. That's intriguing.
Isn't that interesting? So what about opportunities to volunteer, opportunities to sponsor?
So with our annual fundraiser, there are always opportunities for sponsorship, and we need people to help us. That event grows every year, and we really don't have very many staff that are actually focused on the event. So we need people to help us with our auction committee to get great items in for the auction. We need people to help us package those items mm-hmm. and help us the day of the event. But we have other opportunities to engage as well. We have some committees that work together. We're getting ready to really revamp our website. So if anybody has an interest in marketing or website design, we'd love to hear from those folks. We have opportunities to really engage in our office as well. We're going to start trying to get some help in our office using volunteers because we're getting busier and busier. This year, we expect to serve around 800 patients with probably 5,500 hours of care. And as a nonprofit, we try to keep our staff small. So most of our staff is really focused on providing that clinical care. So if people are interested in learning more, they can go to myturningpoint.org. Learn more about us, and you can email us directly from that website if you want information on how to volunteer or how to engage.
I just want to circle back to something you said earlier, though, the importance of keeping this inexpensive for people.
Mm-hmm.
So sponsorships and other ways for people to support your mission? Can they donate? How does that all work?
Yes. Yeah, so people can donate. This year, we're starting our annual campaign. Most nonprofits have an annual campaign. This year, we're starting ours in October, kicking it off in October. People can donate online through our website. They can send donations in as part of that annual campaign. Our goal is $100,000 in 3 months. So it's a pretty big goal.
Mm-hmm.
I think that companies and corporations can really help get the word out as well about our services to their staff and their employees. I think we're really kind of a best kept secret. I think when people think of cancer, they think of cancer diagnosis and treatment and research, and they don't often think of the things that can be done to help people thrive as they're going through these treatments that they have. And so really telling people that Turning Point is a service that's offered. We're just really unique in that we really try to integrate what we offer in a whole person way and really tailor our services to the needs of those patients to help them meet the goals that they want to meet, whether it's feeling better about themselves and about their situation. We do a lot of emotional support for our patients, or, you know, just getting back their physical functioning. And we really try to guide patients through how they can best cope with their treatment and their cancer.
Such important work. All right. Well, Rebecca, before we let you go, should anyone need to contact you, learn more about Turning Point, and kind of figure out other ways they can support the whole cause, where do they go?
They can reach us at myturningpoint.org, and we have a presence on Facebook and Instagram as well.
Outstanding. Rebecca Cowens-Alvarado, the Executive Director of Turning Point Breast Cancer Rehabilitation. Rebecca, once again, great to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. On behalf of my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. That's all the time we have for today. Thank you for tuning in and listening, and we'll look forward to seeing you again right here next week. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by Denham Marketing, the publisher of Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Denham Marketing is a comfortable fit, like your favorite pair of jeans. Denham Marketing tailors marketing strategies to meet your specific needs and niche. Try them on for size. They will work to create a perfect fit for your company's marketing program. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@denimmarketing.com. For more information on Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio or to inquire about being a guest, contact info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by listening to the show on your podcast or iTunes app. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.